If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Tinfoil hat.
There's tile people everywhere.
Tinfoil
hat.
Hey, man, where's the truth there, dog?
Tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Revolution will be podcasted.
Alone to fucking be with somebody that you love, don't tread on me. And I think when you go around the country, yeah, some people still say faggot and all that stuff in terms of that. And I don't know if you'll ever get anybody all on one fucking page. But for the most part, when you sit there and you go, do you really care what they're doing? Most of them will be like, no, I don't care. You just do you. And the really homophobic guys are just worried that the getting their dick sucked by a man's going to feel so good that they're going to fucking really fucking like it. And it scares the shit out of them. Because let's face it, homophobia is all about man on man. Two girls making out, everyone will
Nobody gives a shit. Yeah.
Each other.
People pull out their cell phones and like, oh, yeah. I'm
yeah. A woman dressed like a man. We've seen that forever. The UPS driver. People at the post office, your gym teacher, fucking bartenders, tattoo artists. We see women living as men all the time. A guy living as a woman freaks the fuck out of everybody. Just freaks them out. Because they just are like, guys can't take us. They're like, it looks like a woman, but is not, I might like. And it just drives them fucking nuts. They don't know how to handle
it. Sorry to have a circuitry meltdown for a moment there.
Yeah. They just don't know what the fuck to do. Now, do you have some stuff you want to talk about?
Well, it was interesting when you were talking about Bernays. So in 1928, he wrote a book or an article, a publication, I guess
you call it. Pamphlet, a blog.
It's 1928, and it's called Propaganda. And the whole
it
outlines, I mean, the fact that Edward Bernays is the father of advertising and that he's the nephew of Sigmund Freud, who knows about psychology.
He knows a lot about coke, Sigmund Freud.
He was down. And it breaks it down, the contents of this little thing called Propaganda. The first chapter is Organizing Chaos. I mean, if that's where you're starting, it's pretty interesting. Then the second chapter is The New Propaganda. Then The New Propagandist, The Psychology of Public Relations. This is 1928. This is for them to understand how you...
Does it do any description of those things at all?
Yeah, so...
I'd love to know, okay, create the chaos, which is...
This is the consciousness and intelligent manipulation of organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. That's the opening of your book in 1928, titled Propaganda.
That's crazy.
The whole concept is if you control the message, you control the minds and you control the masses. Now you can direct them towards your products and your thought process that you want them to accept. And it kind of ties into... What you were talking to me about before all this is getting people accustomed with new ideas and new forms of entertainment and media. So if you want to break into what we were talking about before all this went down, have you heard of anything called Elsagate?
Have you heard of Elsagate?
Elsagate.
So Elsagate or hashtag Elsagate as it's being like put out there in the social media world. What is Elsagate, you're wondering? Elsagate is the investigation into what seems to be channels and videos on YouTube that appear to be labeled as children's entertainment, but in actuality are intended to slowly familiarize and desensitize both adults and children to pedophilia and sexualization of children.
Dude, it is crazy, man.
The reason it's called Elsagate is Elsa is the character from Frozen.
Okay, yeah.
So if you type into YouTube... Elsa and Spider-Man. They're these weird...
It's Spider-Man. The channel's called Spider-Man and Frozen Elsa.
So some of them are live action like that one is, but other ones are poorly animated knockoff videos with popular characters from Disney cartoons, superhero movies, and the kids are popping up across the YouTube. Some of them have disturbing violence and highly sexualized content. So often they feature characters such as Elsa from the widely popular Disney movie Frozen, but display adult themes such as kidnapping, bondage, and nudity.
Whoa.
At first I was like, what is Sam showing me here? Because I know he likes weird shit, but he doesn't like anything at all this disgusting, you know?
Well, adults. I mean, I've said this 1,000 times. I've watched weird shit on the internet. I do not fuck with... Nothing disgusts me more than the sexual manipulation of children, and I fucking really like sit there and I go, listen, man, we have to really fucking watch out for this shit. And this is, to me... I've talked about before on our podcast that this is how they find the guys who are into that shit.
Yeah, so ElsaGate includes cartoons that display similar color schemes, like you're saying, mm-hmm. and repetitive patterns, which has led some to suspect the intention is to convey certain ideas and behavior subliminally into the children's brain. This is also speculation that is conditioning children for sick and harmful abuse.
And that these are only available on YouTube for kids.
Interesting.
That's what they're supposed to be.
I had seen, because we were, my fiance and I had been discussing similar aspects of some of the weird shit that's been coming out on YouTube for children and so forth. We happened to stumble upon some like teddy bear thing where this teddy bear is super duper evil and is like cutting off children's arms with like chainsaws and shit. And it's, like, even for me watching, I'm like, this is graphic as hell. Like, this makes me nervous and kind of gross. And I watch horror movies all the time, but to know that it's, like, geared towards kids kind of thing, I was like, this is extremely upsetting. Like, it made my stomach turn a little bit. Like, I would never let my daughter watch this. This is absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's the whole concept of, so Columbine happened, what, 99,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the big video game at that time was Doom. And they're saying that these guys like played Doom a whole shit ton, and that's like desensitized them to just murder in that first person point of view.
And they were on depressants.
Yeah, antidepressants. So
antidepressants
definitely makes you lethargic and a little bit disassociative.
There's something going on, dude. If you're telling me MK Ultra and Project Melon or Pineapple, whatever it is,
I think it's Artichoke that you're
talking about. Okay, Project Artichoke. You're telling me that they've come up with a system to trigger people, to control people's minds. And you're telling me that maybe, just maybe, if you're prescribing everybody in the country fucking antidepressants, that there's not something in there that combined with the imagery on those fucking video games could cause you to be easily manipulated mindfully and like a certain word like peanut butter, like boop, 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 or some shit like
right,
that.
Some combination of words yeah. and you're immediately triggered to do something violent or crazy or
crazy,
hurt yourself.
Crazy, dude.
You know what? I mean, I would imagine that's extremely possible. I was just listening to Rogan's podcast, and he was saying something. This gentleman was saying the most prescribed medication just like 2 years ago or maybe 3 years ago was like Ativant or whatever that pill you already take pills
Adderall?
For. No, it's one you already have pills for antidepressants. And then they're not working completely, so you take this other antidepressant to help those pills. That was the most prescribed pill like 2-3 years ago in the country.
Yeah.
That's more than Viagra, more than like anything, heart meds and all that. There's that many fucking people
right.
first taking antidepressants, second they're not working.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck?
A good friend of mine had a sister at one time, she's on 10 different pills,
Jesus.
10 different medications.
Hey everybody, if you want to hear more stuff like this, go to the Patreon page, patreon.com/tinfoilhat, and become a member to help us grow the show, and we really appreciate all the love.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.